WYPR's focus on the Baltimore City Council races continues now with this look at the 11th District. Eric Costello has held the seat there for the last 17 months, finishing out the term of Bill Cole, who left to take over the Baltimore Development Corporation. Now Costello is running for his own term. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that Costello has two challengers, including one candidate who sought the council seat before.
Greg Cilio, who is seeking to unseat Costello, can be found every morning at the Southside Diner in Locust Point.
It's fun to be able to be in a spot and see a lot of local community. A lot of people from Locust Point and Riverside and Federal Hill, frequent and have breakfast here. So it's always a great opportunity to see folks and talk a little about what's going on in the neighborhood.
If his name sounds familiar, that's because he was one of those who applied to finish Cole's term in 2014. He lost out when a committee of residents, business owners, and two council members appointed by Council President Jack Young picked Costello within 5 minutes after 4 hours of interviews. Cilio says that was unfortunate.
I think it was pretty clear that the members of the committee had already made their decision as to, who the person was going to be before the process, even unfolded.
Costello says he had no control over the committee.
I prepared for the questions that were provided to us in advance for that hearing. I did my very best to prepare for those, and I was the person selected.
He adds he's been trying to make the most of the last 17 months and hopes residents in the district recognize his efforts.
What I've tried to do every single waking moment on the council is prove that I'm the best person for the job. And I hope to be rewarded by the voters with a full 4-year term to continue doing that.
The 11th district is diverse. It stretches from South Baltimore through downtown and into West Baltimore. In spite of the diversity, the concerns throughout the district are the same. Residents are concerned about crime and they all want better relations with police. They are also concerned about schools and activities for young people, and they want their neighborhoods taken care of. Dia Thomas, who is running for office for her first time, was campaigning recently in Druid Heights, West Baltimore.
I'm Dia Thomas.
JR.
Thomas faults Costello for not bringing communities together to solve common issues and adds he has not accomplished anything since taking office.
16 months on council is long enough to have something that you can say that you've championed without name dropping.
In addition to telling people that Costello was appointed to the seat by the council, Thomas makes it a point to ask potential voters if they even know who their councilman is.
So are you familiar with your current city councilperson?
I am not.
Well, that's perfect. Well, the only name that you need to know is Dia Thomas.
Thomas says one reason she asks is to see if anyone knows who Costello is. But Costello says community leaders in the district know him very well.
I try to be active across the entire district, and that includes Midtown, it includes Central West Baltimore.
In addition to Costello, Thomas, and Cilio, Curtis Johnson and Harry Preston are also running in the 11th district primary. The winner of the Democratic primary will go on to the general election in November unopposed. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.